In days of peace, my fellow men rightly regarded me as more like a bishop than a Major Chen, and nothing since has made me warlike. But when this age-long struggle ends, and I have seen the Allies dish up the goose of Hindenburg, oh, friends, I shall outbish the mildest bishop. When the war is over, and the Kaiser's out of print, I'm going to buy some tortoises, and watch the beggars sprint. When the war is over, and the sword at last we sheathe, I'm going to keep a jellyfish, and listen to it breathe. I never really longed for gore, and any taste for red corpuscles that lingered with me left before the German troops had entered Brussels. In early days the colonel's shun froze me, and as the war grew older, the noise of someone else's gun left me considerably colder. When the war is over, and the battle has been won, I'm going to buy a barnacle and take it for a run. When the war is over, and the German fleet we sink, I'm going to keep a silkworm's egg and listen to it think. The captains and the kings depart, it may be so, but not lieutenants. Dawn after weary dawn I start the never-ending round of penance. One rock amid the welter stands, on which my gaze is fixed intently, an afterlife in quiet hands, lived very lazily and gently. When the war is over, and we've done the Belgians proud, I'm going to keep a chrysalis and read to it aloud. When the war is over, and we've finished up the show, I'm going to plant a lemon pip and listen to it grow. Oh, I'm tired of the noise and the turmoil of battle. I'm even upset by the lowing of cattle. And the clang of the bluebells is death to my liver, and the roar of the dandelion gives me a shiver. And a glacier in movement is much too exciting, and I'm nervous when standing on one of it lighting. Give me peace, that is all. That is all I seek. Say, starting on Saturday week?